We could spend all day saying thank you to those who support WSHU with financial contributions. I'm WSHU reporter Desiree DiOrio, and one way I say thank you is by covering military and veterans news to help you stay connected and informed. Your financial support is the lifeblood of the WSHU newsroom. Thank you for making this trusted resource available to our community. We're expanding our world together.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Multiple schools across our region have faced threats this week, including this morning. The MTA lays out a five-year spending plan for the LIRR. Trump vowed to win New York at his Long Island rally last night. Plus more from WSHU's Off the Path. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Multiple schools across Connecticut and on Long Island have faced threats this week. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more on the uptick in violent rhetoric.
Schools in Bridgeport, Ansonia, Westport, Uniondale, and West Babylon have all received threats of violence in the last 2 weeks. All five incidents included online messages, and none were carried out. Melissa Kane is the interim executive director at Connecticut Against Gun Violence. She says the increase in threats is part of a larger culture of gun violence.
Part of the horror of gun violence is the atmosphere of trauma and fear that it has created in our country, and this sadly is an example of that.
Kane says it's important for parents to store their guns safely. She also encourages students to report threatening messages they see on social media. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Bridgeport schools were also dismissed early today, and class has been canceled for tomorrow after more threats. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has laid out a five-year spending plan with major upgrades for the Long Island Railroad. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
The plan calls for 160 new train cars that are less likely to break down than the current 40-year-old fleet. The stations at Patchogue, Cold Spring Harbor, and Port Washington would get upgrades to make them accessible for riders with disabilities. And the MTA will begin electrifying the tracks from Ronkonkoma to Yaphank. It's not clear yet how the MTA will pay for the $68 billion plan after Governor Kathy Hochul paused the congestion pricing plan on drivers entering New York City. That toll was projected to add $15 billion to the MTA's coffers. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Ahead of Donald Trump's campaign stop in Uniondale last night, law enforcement officers who support the Republican presidential nominee turned out for a pre-rally. Lou Civello is president of the Suffolk County Police Benevolent Association.
We need a partner in the White House. Someone who puts a priority on public safety. Someone who cares about working people. President Trump has just said he wants to end the tax on overtime.
Civello says the Suffolk PBA was one of the first police unions in New York to endorse Trump. He says Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris would slash funding for police departments if she wins the election. Speaking in front of thousands at Nassau Coliseum last night, Trump vowed to win deep blue New York and to help tackle crime in the state if elected. Coming up, this popular New England spot has a unique history with cryptids. The latest from WSHU's Off the Path is ahead.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast, with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthcare.org.
Emergency calls about a capsized boat off Jones Beach Tuesday turned out to be a false alarm. Nassau police say it was actually part of an old shipwreck from more than a century ago. The Rhoda was a cargo ship that sank off the coast of nearby Tobe Beach back in 1908. Mystic Aquarium has been fined more than $12,000 by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Officials say the aquarium failed to tell veterinarians about a sick beluga whale and high bacteria levels in its pools. The animal died back in 2021. Bridgeport officials say a study of repairs needed at the city's schools should be wrapped up by early next year. It'll help develop a 10-year roadmap for infrastructure upgrades. The study was announced in the spring after the district superintendent proposed closing 6 schools due to unsafe conditions. A judge has ordered a new round of mediation in the 3-year-old bankruptcy case involving the Diocese of Norwich, Connecticut. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
The judge says his decision is based on a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that affected Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganizations. The Day of New London reports the judge says he believes mediation could help resolve the dispute between the diocese and its creditors. According to the published report, the diocese filed a new Chapter 11 plan that a sexual assault victims group says offers less compensation than the terms they previously agreed on. The Norwich Diocese filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2021 amid lawsuits from alleged victims of sexual abuse by priests and other staff. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
This week on WSHU's Off the Path, Davis Donovan takes us to Gloucester, Massachusetts. Now, today you might be worried about sharks swimming around in the Cape, but a couple hundred years ago, locals were warning about something a bit more terrifying.
I visited Gloucester on a beautiful sunny day a few weeks ago.
There are sailboats out on the harbor today. Waves are lapping at the shore. People are walking along and enjoying the day. Back in 1817, though, people here in Gloucester were looking at something very different, or at least they thought they were.
Gloucester still remembers the stories of the serpent. Wayne Soiney saw a picture of it at the Cape Ann Museum as a kid.
And the docent who told us about it spoke of it in such a vivid way, I thought it happened the week before. And I was really impressed that we had a sea serpent in town.
Soiney's the author of a book about the Gloucester sea serpent. He says the sightings didn't start in 1817. They go back to the 1600s, at least by European sailors.
They were at sea off Cape Ann, and they observed at a distance on a rock a sea serpent sunning itself. And the Indians warned the settlers not to fire at this thing, because if they did, they were all in danger for their lives.
The next recorded sightings happened 200 years later. The first people to sight the creature were 2 women, but sadly, their names are lost to history.
Nobody bothered to get names of women in those days. And they looked out and they saw this sea serpent float in or swim into the harbor. Nobody believed them. Old wives' tale. Suddenly, the next day or two, Captain Amos Story, a very respected mariner in Gloucester, saw the same thing, and of course he was believed.
Captain Story described something very unusual.
50 to 70 feet long, olive green or dark brown in color. It could curve around almost in a U-turn or a horseshoe shape, so its head was moving in one direction and its tail was moving in the other.
Townsfolk lined the shores of Gloucester Harbor within days, and the sea serpent showed up. It wasn't shy. It dove and splashed in the water and chased boats. Everyone could see it.
Half of them were really scared. Some people actually referred to themselves as shaking or running away, fleeing. In other instances, they were fascinated. They couldn't get enough, and they were bringing out their relatives.
Not everybody loved having a dangerous beast in the harbor, though.
The sea serpent, I mean, this large animal, almost like a torpedo on the loose in the harbor, kept boats inshore, stopped fishermen from fishing, and eventually had some hostility to its presence.
So someone hired the best sharpshooter in town, a guy named Matt Gaffney.
And Matt Gaffney went out in his rowboat with his brother and a friend to find the sea serpent and take him on. He had a, you know, a gun, and he took a shot. And the sea serpent dove quickly when it was shot at.
Reported sightings of the sea serpent continued for a few weeks. Some people wrote down what they saw, and that makes Gloucester kind of unique in the history of cryptids, animals whose existence isn't proven and maybe entirely imaginary.
Well, we're champions in one way that nobody has had a sea serpent in their sights for 2 weeks at a time.
All those reports caught the attention of newspapers, and then the story got bigger than Gloucester and made its way to Boston. This is Off the Path from WSHU Public Radio. I'm Davis Donovan.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, listen on the radio, stream online at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And this election year, we are asking you to set the agenda for what issues candidates discuss. Working with our partners at America Amplified, we have a quick and easy form you can fill out to tell us what you'd like to know. We'll find out the answer and share it with you, so visit our website, which again is WSHU.org. You're going to want to scroll down a little bit on the homepage, click on Elections. That's where you can find the form and tell us how we can help. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.